This is Rafe Jenkins Podcast, E2E, Entrepreneur to Entrepreneur. Make sure you follow me on Facebook at Rafe Jenkins TV and consider sharing this podcast with your friends. Today, we're with Will Thompson, and we're going to be talking about how sales cures all. Will, thank you so much for coming. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Rafe.
All right, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I'm the founder of Bullseye Recruiting. It's a sales and marketing and HR recruiting agency. I'm from Austin, Texas. I've lived here my whole life except for the couple of years that I went to Ole Miss, where I'm a proud alumni from there. I have a couple of kids. My wife and family, we all live here in Austin. I'm a board member of a Job Seekers Network, which is a nonprofit organization for job seekers here in Austin. And I just have a passion for recruiting.
Awesome. Hey, tell us a little bit about your business.
Sure. So Bullseye is a, like I said, sales, marketing, and HR recruiting company. We recruit anything from VP of sales to sales engineers to inside salespeople to chief marketing officers to HR directors. We've been in business officially for 3 years as a recruiting agency, but actually have been working underneath the Bullseye recruiting brand for 6 years now. But the company started out as a blog. I started writing about career and recruiting topics and formed the company Bullseye Recruiting into a recruiting agency. It's been right at 3 years now. So you can turn a blog into a business, and that's what I did.
That's awesome. Wow. So, hey, so tell us a little bit more about that. Like, how did this develop into a business?
Yeah, it's a really cool story. So I was working at Dell in 2011, and they were going to send me to Detroit. And in Detroit, they just had the, you know, everything went to ruins. GM almost went under itself. So, you know, they said, if you go out there to Detroit, I want you to write about, you know, your experiences. And so I did, and I wrote about the Dell. I wrote on the Dell's intranet. It was there for a little over a year. And when I came back, they said, this article is so good. Why don't you start writing? So I started writing for, you know, ERE and Recruiting Daily and Monster and Yahoo and Business to Community. So when I started doing that, while working, I wrote 4 or 5 articles a week about recruiting, and it really seemed to kind of take off. So developed this following from blogging, and my friend tweeted me, of all things, a fraternity brother of mine back in 2014, and said, hey, Will, I need some people. And I said, wait a minute, I'm recruiting for Rosetta Stone at this time. And he said, well, I mean, don't you recruit? And I said, sure. So on the side, the nights and the weekends, I started recruiting for his company and made quite a bit of money. In 2014, I was part of a reduction in workforce at Rosetta Stone. And when that happened, I kind of jumped up, and instead of being sad, I decided that I would make the company full-time, a business. So we made it a Bullseye Recruiting blog into a business in 2014.
That is awesome. Wow.
And just kept going.
That's awesome. So let's talk about what you do now is find people. So let's talk about sales, okay? Because that's what you help businesses with, is find good salesmen. Is sales most important in business?
So here's my thought. Yes, but without a good product, without good leadership, without a good vision, and having the ability to offer money to employees, no. But everybody sells, right?
Right.
Right. You and I sell. I mean, lawyers sell, doctors sell. So it is crucial. If you don't have the right sales team in place, your company's just not going to do very well. And it's just not going to reach its fullest potential.
That's awesome. And I agree 100%. So what attributes do you look into someone before you give them to, recommend them to another business? What attributes do you look for in a salesman, in a good salesman?
You know, I have about 10, but the first one being persistence. I mean, good salespeople cannot give up after says no. You have to persevere. You know, when things get bad, you know, you have to keep going. You have to pick up the phone and call another person. I think, and you have to really have a good understanding of the product. You have to be almost an expert in today's economy of the product you're selling. If you don't take the time to understand it, you're not going to be very good. You have to think quick. People that can't think quick aren't going to be good in sales. All good salespeople have a process in place. That meaning if you get up at 8 o'clock in the morning, you make X amount of calls, you know, you have a lunch, you check your emails at a certain time, but all good salespeople have some kind of process. They have to be driven. You know, a lot of salespeople maybe have come from debt or something like that, and they want to get out of it. Maybe they want a boat, then maybe they want a, you know, a vacation home, but there's something that is driving them to be successful. You have to enjoy taking risks because it is all about risk taking in sales. Sometimes you'll make a ton of money and sometimes you just won't. Just like an athlete, you have to love to win. You know, you're gonna lose some, and when you do, you don't get too down, but you have to love to win. And you can't be afraid of rejection. You know, you have to have had failures and learned. I think Michael Jordan said it himself, you know, if you haven't failed, you won't learn how to succeed. So you have to learn that rejection is part of it, but it's just you grow from it.
Yeah.
And you have to want to make money. A lot of people are okay making, you know, X amount of dollars, but for me and for most people that are in sales, it's just, you know, you have to want more than status quo.
Absolutely. So which of those attributes are most important in your opinion?
Persistence.
Okay. So why? Why is persistent most important?
You have to be, because you're going to get a no.
Right.
There's no doubt. So I think you have to be able to go after it over and over and over. And I think you have to be able to persevere. That's the second one. Because not everything. I love Cal Ripken. You know, every day he went out there and he didn't miss a single day on the baseball field for years. And I think you have to keep getting up every morning and going after it. And then I think the third one is the three P's, and then it's just the product. You have to understand the product. If you're not good at knowing your product, then you're not gonna be successful. I think those three are the most important.
Awesome.
This year.
So this is the point in the podcast where I open it up for you to share anything that's on your mind. So go ahead.
Yeah. So I think if you guys are thinking about starting a business, and I think this is more of an entrepreneurial show. First thing I would say to you is, you know, get a mentor. Have someone help you through starting your own business. Put a business plan together. You know, have a great marketing plan. Invest time on social media, because I think you don't have to pick up the phone and cold call in today's world. I think there's a lot of... I haven't gotten one client from actually picking up the phone and prospecting. All of it's come through social media. So, you know, if you don't know how to do social media, you know, hire someone else to help you with social media. And then I would say the one thing that's going to help you stand apart from the rest is just being available at all times. I mean, cell phone, texting, whatever. You want people to believe that you are there to help them. And if you have those things in place, you are going to succeed as a business owner.
Yeah. Well, I have a social media company, so they can hire me if they need help. Great advertising.
Call you.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, last thing, you're a big sports fan and a quote unquote proud alum of Ole Miss. My dad coached for Mississippi State for 7 years, so I hope you don't hate
me. That's awesome.
Yeah, hope you don't hate me for that. And
No. Dak Prescott came out of there, so
yeah, there you go. Okay,
we're all good.
Okay, we're good there. All right, we're good. Well, hey, thanks for coming on the show, Will. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, thanks for having me.
All right, talk to you soon.
All right, bye.